I'm not going to lie to you. I like goodies. I just always have. I like stuff. I go to a convention and the stuff that nobody wants, I love those things. The little bags of stuff I, you know, kills Kim. She hates it because she says, please don't bring another one of those home, please. I don't know. It's growing up not having a heck of a lot of stuff, I guess, and then you get free stuff, and it starts to pile up, and she can't find a place to store it. I know there are many people right now understanding and relating to that, but anyway, I got some stuff when I arrived. It was waiting for us from Bobby Benser Jr. Bobby owns the iconic original Murdoch's Fudge on the island, and what a nice little surprise goodie bag, Bob, that you left for us at the desk. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning to you. The famous Murdoch's Fudge caramel corn, the famous brittle, and Anne has already eaten some of the brittle, likes it very much, what's not to like, and then a big gift box of what I can only guess, I haven't opened it, but it is heavy. It's got to be the famous original Murdoch's Fudge from here on Mackinac Island. How was the season? It's not over, but how has it been?
You know, it's been good, Paul. We're very thankful and grateful. It's been very good for lodging for overnight. And then the day traffic was down a little bit, but last year was kind of an anomaly with everyone, you know, revenge traveling. So it was almost too busy last year. So we had just a good, sustainable, solid summer across the board. And I think most of northern Michigan was pretty good as well.
Well, I'm glad that it continues to go well. I'm glad that people are ordering the original Murdoch's Fudge from your stores from around the world. And when you consider your business that I remember from our other conversations, Bob Benser Jr., it started in 1887 with a father and son sailmakers, Henry and Jerome Rome Murdoch.
Yes, they were sailmakers, and they were hired by the Grand Hotel to construct the canvases, the awnings for the Grand Hotel that opened in 1887. So, from
your
there,
advance man Tim High was just telling me that as you were telling me that. that you made the awnings here for Grand Hotel.
Yeah, it's a neat story because, you know, but for the Grand Hotel, maybe fudge would not be the, you know, phenomena that it is today. But everybody that comes to Mackinac Island, you know, usually buys Murdoch's Fudge, and there are other good fudge companies as well.
I know that was difficult to say, but you play nicely with your fellow fudge makers.
Yeah, but yeah, we really all get along. We really do.
You all get along, yeah, because you all have a great product, and God bless you for that. But when you think Mackinac Island, you do think fudge, and for good reason. It's the best fudge in the world, and that's why people go online and they order it. And in your case, for more than 125 years, all the things that you've learned along the way, and the people who flock to your original Murdoch's Fudge shops and your other businesses. What other businesses, Bobby? You have a few businesses, right?
Yeah, we've been doing it for a while. I'm second generation, so I'm co-owner of the Chippewa Hotel and Pink Pony and the Lilac Tree Hotel. And I guess we have the Mackinac House, the new boutique hotel, and the Cottage Inn. So, we've been doing it for a while and certainly love Mackinac Island. It's a fun place to live and work. As long as we get our employees, you know, that's always our biggest challenge, as it is for many businesses. But we were fortunate this year, Paul, and had just a great staff across the board, and we think we'll have the same next year, we hope.
Well, yeah, we were talking earlier with Annette Rummel, Annie, talking about the talent attraction issue for the entire state of Michigan. We don't generally think in those terms, but that's why we're here at the MACVB Annual Educational Conference, to learn. And that's what we've learned. But I'm happy to hear that, Bob Benser Jr., you at your iconic original Murdoch's Fudge have had a full staff without any problem. And it's important to point out that you are probably about to or already taking holiday orders. That's good to get in front of that, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, bittersweet, I guess. Hard to believe that our season's over in 4 weeks, but we do stay open year-round, you know, online at originalmorningfudge.com. So we'll be making fudge on Mackinac Island and in St. Ignace right on through the holiday. And it's kind of neat. Our holiday business is really, you know, growing every year, you know, shipping Murdoch's fudge to basically every state in the country.
Is it Murdoch's.com? How do we do that?
OriginalMurdochsFudge.com. So it's OriginalMurdochsFudge.com.
Original Murdoch's Fudge, MURDICK.com. If you want to order some fudge for the holidays, and I understand somebody sent along regards about your new bourbon flavored fudge.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of fun. It was a collaboration with Iron Fist Distillery.
They're great. They're a great distillery, yeah.
Yeah, they're really up and coming right there near, you know, Crystal Mountain. And I've known Sarah for, you know, 20 years plus, so we collaborated on making a Iron Fist maple bourbon fudge, and it was a big hit. So we think we're going to bring it back here soon and certainly for the holidays.
All right. Best of luck to you. You are, like my wife, Kim, is with her mother in Naples. And I understand, Bobby, you're not up here right now because you're with your mom in Naples.
Yeah,
and good luck. I hope the weather prognosticators are wrong and the hurricane misses you altogether.
Yeah, I hope. But yeah, let's hope so for all of Florida.
Yeah, for all of Florida. Thanks. And all the Michiganders there. Hey, thank you.
Yep.
And thanks for a little goodie bag. I appreciate
always.
It, Bobby.
Yep, sorry to miss you. Thanks, Paul.
Bob Benser, Jr., the iconic original Murdoch's fudge on the island. You go to originalmurdochs.com. Or did he say originalmurdochsfudge.com? Oh, boy. Start with originalmurdochs.com. You'll be okay. You'll find it. You'll be just fine. What's that? Yeah, Original Murdoch's, as we continue.